Just before we get started, do you have a business or maybe a staff event coming up, either virtually or in person? Well, why not drop the organiser a line and suggest me as one of the speakers? Go to pennyhaslam.co.uk to find out more. You're listening to the Penny Haslam podcast. This time, there are many, many things you can do to build self-confidence. You know, there could be 5 steps, there could be 23 steps, some of them working for you in a better way than others. I have 3 steps to building self-confidence, and I'm going to share them with you right now. There's some things I can do, Penny, to help build confidence. Yes, there are. I'm going to tell you the big 3 for me. And then there are loads of ideas that I've got, which will come out over the course of a number of episodes, I'm sure. But the big 3 headlines for me, the things to be thinking about right now, can be as easy as what's going on inside your head, what is your mindset, your thinking about yourself, listening to the voice inside your head. And I'm going to say voices, it's plural, not singular. There are loads of voices inside your head. That whole phrase about know thyself should really be know thyselves, because there are loads. I mean, I've given them names as well, because they've all got different voices and they all do different things for me. I've got hateful Helen, who's a bit judgy and a bit pernicious and nasty. Oh, what have you got that on for, Penny? That looks stupid. Oh, your legs are so short. You know, it's a bit really hateful. And then there's Brian. There's, let's see, like health and safety, Brian. Oh, watch out. You're going to get into danger. Oh, you're probably going to crash if I'm driving. Oh, that'll make you fat. No, stop. You shouldn't do that. Oh, okay. And there's other stuff. Oh, yeah. There's like workplace wander. You're not going to add any value at this meeting, are you, Penny? Let's face it. And so on. I've even got Felicity. I go for alliterative names, apart from Brian, actually. Felicity, the feel-good factor. Felicity likes to stay up late, and she likes a bit of a drink, and she likes a fun time. But I don't, actually. I'm better served when I'm in bed early and, you know, sober as a judge and having, you know, really good sort of healthy food and stuff like that. So those are my voices, and they have their own self-talk, and they tell me stuff. And often it's not useful. So I've pulled out the few there that are unuseful, unhelpful. And once you identify those, you can begin to build a bit of a picture as to what they're up to, what they're trying to do for you. And they're trying to keep you safe, basically, or trying to make you feel a certain way. Like Feel Good Felicity is all about sort of like forgetting your cares and your worries. But, you know, it's a bit of an old habit sort of thing. So what are your old habits? What are the things you say to yourself about yourself? Looking at your mindset and your negative self-talk, really important. I will say more about this in another podcast about how to deal with that. But second, you know, headlines now. The second step to building confidence for me is the external piece about confidence. So taking actions towards stuff you want to do, one little step at a time, with help, with some input from people around you, will build confidence, because not only are you moving towards the thing that you want, that you know will be good for you, which is nice. And in the north, I don't know if it's a UK thing or whatever, it's a bit rude, so rudeness alert. Sometimes it's just time to shit or get off the pot. I mean, that's a bit inelegant, but time to move forward on something. Or you might want to phrase it as, so these are things on your to don't list. You know, the list that you've got of things that you want to tick off and get on with, like putting a new kitchen floor down, like writing a blog, phoning a friend, phoning a colleague for a coffee who's maybe a bit more senior to you, doing a video for social media. I don't know, just stuff that you may think, oh, I don't really want to do that, but I know it would be good for me. I haven't started it because it's not a P1, it's not a priority one. In the project management of life, it's not on a list. It's not a list of things I can just tick off easily and just get job done. I do actually have to think a little bit more about this, but anyway, you're holding back on a few things. And that in itself can make you feel a bit wobbly and a bit unsure and a bit indecisive. And therefore, why would you stack up those things? So it is time to decide or get off the pot, isn't it? So a while ago, I used to think that I should learn how to cook properly. I should learn how to bake a cake properly. And it was on my to don't list. And I'd carry it around as like, oh, I really, and it's guilt, you know, there's a little guilty thing around it as well. So it becomes a bit of a bag of feelings of burden and worry, a bit of indecision. And it might be a small thing like getting your hallway decorated because it's not had a radiator in it for weeks and it needs to be put on the wall and the plaster's falling down. It might be, you know, it could be anything. You know the stuff that's on your list, your to-don't list. So either cross it out. I crossed out baking and cooking. I went, no, I'm never going to do that. I'm not into it. Sewing as well. I can't. And I feel like I should, or I used to feel like I should, because my mum was always good at these things. And I thought maybe it's a good thing to have. Actually, I thought, no. Again, I should join the PTA at school, the Parent Teacher Association. I went to one meeting. I didn't feel good. It wasn't for me. I couldn't get involved. It just wasn't for me. So I decided I wasn't going to have it on my to-do list. Struck it off. So if you can take anything on your to-do list and move forward on it, that builds confidence, right? Again, I will dig into ways of doing that and how you might do that really easily and effortlessly in a future podcast. And I'll dedicate a whole piece about being a Yeti. It's an involved story, but I will tell you about that near, you know, another time. The third headline in building self-confidence is understand yourself in what the positive things that you believe in. So these are values, your beliefs and values. And these are really important to understand because research has shown that they really, you know, knowing them really helps you with negative thought patterns. They help you build social networks. They help you build, you know, better decisions. They help you make better decisions and all sorts of amazing things when you understand your beliefs and values. And what I'm talking about is things like honesty, integrity, compassion, kindness, fun, love, you know, the big stuff in life. We often think of beliefs and values as being to do with the company that we work for. And there might be a mission statement and some values about excellence or being one and stuff like that, which are difficult to understand as a real human being. So have a look online. There are millions of values out there to choose from. There'll be some that don't make any sense to you. There'll be some that you go, oh yeah, that's me. And that's the key to that. That's me. And it's really validating and self-fulfilling. And it's like you can move more towards those values when you know what they are and you've written them down on a post-it or the back of an envelope. So there's a little bit of work to be doing there. But yeah, lots more to say on values and beliefs. Right. That's your lot. That's your basic three steps. Now, there's a lot to think about there. Don't feel like you have to do it all in one go. Just mull on it. And we'll come back with more later. Thanks for listening. My third book is coming out in 2024. It's all about confidence at work and in life. And as you'd expect from me, there are lots of stories and ideas to help you build confidence, whether it's for yourself or for others. It might be colleagues, teammates, friends and family. Head to pennyhaslam.co.uk/confidence-book.